A group of skateboarders made a difference at a meeting of the Petersburg City Council this month. The group objected to a proposed ordinance to expand the restrictions on the sport throughout town. In response to skater testimony, the council unanimously agreed to make some changes to the measure. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
Skateboards should not be singled out from using the street. What about when we play ball, both basketball and baseball, or ride bikes or rollerblade?
I believe there should be consequences for reckless acts. But I say this ordinance is not the solution.
And I personally don't skateboard, but I know a lot of people who do, and they're very safe about it, even in the streets. They avoid traffic, and I think it kind of singles them out from other sports and activities.
Those are just a few of the many skateboarders and skateboarding supporters who spoke at the council's public hearing. They were opposed to an ordinance that would expand the area where skateboarding is not allowed in town. Landscaper and longtime skateboarder Matt Garretts asked the council to send the measure back to the Public Safety Advisory Board so that, as he put it, the law can be written fairly and skateboarders did not feel so singled out.
By fairly, I mean that the law needs to apply to anyone who enjoys whizzing down a hill on wheels, whether that is on a bike, rollerblade, scooter, or whatever.
Garretts said education was the key, and he offered to help teach kids how to be safe while skating. The Public Safety Advisory Board developed the ordinance at the request of Mayor Al Dwyer, who had safety concerns after hearing from a member of the public who almost hit a skateboarder in her car.
And he came out from between a couple of cars or something. He was crouched down, so she didn't see him when she was backing up. And her heart stopped when she felt she could have hit him very easily. So she came to my house and asked me to bring this in front of the Public Safety Board.
Currently, skateboarding is only prohibited on the road and sidewalks of Main Street. The new measure would extend that ban to the sidewalks and side streets roughly a block beyond Main Street, but the part that generated the most concern among the public was a prohibition against skateboarding on the driven portion of any street in the city. Upon realizing this, Dwyer said even he objected to taking the ban that far, as did the rest of the counselors, like Bob Nilsson.
Skateboarding, I feel, is just the same as these kids do if a skateboard is no different than a bicycle. I've had a lot more close encounters with bicycles. So the way it reads now, I can't support this.
Ultimately, the council decided to make a significant amendment to the ordinance so that the rules for skateboarding on streets mirrored the rules for bicycling. It was clear to Mayor Al Dwyer that there would also be some value in making improvements to the town's small local skate park in the future.
It sounds to me like the city manager is going to have to put something in the budget next year to deal with this skate park. It sounds like it's a real good idea. It sounds like it's something that will be used, for sure. And make it as nice as Juno's. They have a beautiful one.
The council passed the amended ordinance in its second reading unanimously Monday. The council could make additional changes at the October 6th meeting when it will vote on the third and final reading of the measure. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.